Now, most people enjoy a warm hug with their mum or close friend, but some people do find it all a bit too intimate. Why do you think some people find that kind of awkwardness about hugs?
Look, I think that the research suggests that there's a lot of variability in both whether a particular individual likes to be hugged ever, but also whether there are particular contexts in which hugs are more or less appropriate. So hugs are more appropriate in super close relationships and less appropriate with someone you barely know, like maybe your barista.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It could definitely get very awkward then.
Yeah.
Now on the flip side, can you tell us about some of the positive benefits of hugging?
Sure. So we can think about the benefits of hugging in terms of two main kind of streams. One of those is psychological benefits. So research suggests that when we receive a hug, we get the sense that that relationship is characterized by trust and warmth. And the survey you mentioned a moment ago that those stats came from, which is commissioned here in Australia, suggests those same things. When you ask people what they like about a hug, it's that they feel loved and warm when they experience one. So we get a lot of psychological benefits from hugging, but the second major stream of benefits are physiological. So hugs release oxytocin, which is a hormone that's been associated with a lot of various things, but it's known as the cuddle hormone because it releases, it kind of sets in stream a sequence of outcomes that promote bonding and trust. So we've got both physiological things going on and psychological things going on. And at the end of the day, if you're enjoying a cuddle, there's probably good reason for it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit of a chemical bursting kind of physical thing that we can always do, which just makes us feel really nice. I think
That's always right.
A very good way to start a day or end a day as well. As a psychologist, would you recommend hugging it out as, I guess, a tool to solving conflict or maybe not in a work setting, but at home as well?
Yeah, look, there are kind of two bits to that question. First is some research that came out just last year that suggests that people who get or give hugs regularly actually experience conflict as less acute. So they brood over the conflict less. The next day they feel less negative. But that research didn't look at whether the hug was actually with the person that you had the conflict with. So not necessarily a hugging it out question. But another line of research actually looked at whether getting a hug or affectionate touch, as research generally calls it, before or after a conflict discussion might be beneficial. And sure enough, it is. So amongst close romantic partners, having that affectionate touch, even in the context of conflict, makes that conflict less bad. So some evidence to hugging it out. I think you probably want to read the context on whether it's appropriate at the moment.
Yeah, the situation would have a lot to do with how the hug would go down with the other person, that's for sure.
Sure.
And does it really matter how long the hug lasts of whether you are on the giving or receiving end of these benefits of a hug? Because, I mean, I feel like a lot of people are in the situation where they'll go for a hug and they'll go for a bit longer. The other person will let go first and it's like, oh, it's a bit awkward there. Does it matter how long that hug lasts?
It does. So I think I've seen a statistic in the research that most hugs last about 3 seconds. And so that makes sense, right? That's kind of socially appropriate, barring the long cuddle on the couch or whatever. But the research that has shown those physiological benefits, the oxytocin, there's other research suggesting kind of cardiovascular benefits to hugging. Those need to be quite long hugs, upwards of 20 seconds. So again, this is probably a case of who you might in your life want to hug for 20 seconds. If you do have someone, I'd say go on and hop into a bit of a cuddle.
Yeah, get those cardiovascular benefits. That
That's
sounds
right.
Fantastic. What about hugging our pets? My family recently just got two little puppies, so I'm hugging them literally all the time. Can we still get the benefits of hugging from our furry friends as well?
Look, a lot of Australians, that same survey revealed, a lot of Australians say that they hug their pets or even soft kind of plush toys. And research suggests that people do engage in this to kind of get a sense of social connection. And so we satisfy kind of similar psychological needs that we get from hugging other people with hugging our pets or maybe a soft toy. I would say you want to be a little careful hugging pets. Some pets may not like a full embrace, but I'm sure with your puppy, you can get them on board pretty quick.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of them is a very cuddly kind of dog and the other one just is a very, he's a wiggle worm. He doesn't really get the whole hug thing. So the other one definitely gets a lot more cuddles from the rest of the family.
But it's a case in point, just like humans.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's very interesting, I guess, the psychology behind hugs. I guess I've never really thought about it before, but it's probably a very important in really human culture to have a hug and to sort things out or just show your affection towards another human being. So thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and telling us about it.
My pleasure.